Welcome to episode 82 of Hit the Mic with the Stacey Harris. Hello, hello. Once again, this is episode 82 of Hit the Mic. I'm your host, the Stacey Harris. And today we're going to talk about webinars because I have been getting a lot of questions from people about why I do them and how often I do them and how I do them. This is actually something that we talked a lot about in the Business Amplifier Mastermind this summer, was webinars. So that's what we're going to talk about today, because I feel like they're super powerful if used correctly, so you should be doing them. Before we jump into that, though, tomorrow, the day after the show goes live, August 20th, I'm going to be doing a webinar on three reasons why you're not running the business of your dreams. So be sure to go. If you go over to thestacyharris.com/episode82, you'll find a link to sign up for that. And also apply for the Business Amplifier Mastermind. And anything I mention in the show, like the tools that I'm going to mention that I use. So sign up for that. It's going to be a really great thing. I've been saying sort of around when I talk about it, you know, sneak preview. It's the first step is to take massive action. So the first step is to sign up for the webinar and show up live so you can get your questions answered. Cool. I think that's all the housekeeping I have for today. I think so. So let's dive in and let's talk a bit about webinars. The first question I get is why I do them, because I do them fairly often. In the last few months, I've been doing like two a month. I generally do closer to like one a month, and I took, of course, a big break early this year, probably the first 6 months of this year, because I was knee deep in the rebrand and course creation mode. But now that I've been doing them again since probably, I don't know, like July, I started doing them again. I've been doing at least one, some months two. I guess it was before July because I think it was like May or June. Anyways, I'm off track. But the reason I do them is because they're massive list builders. It's a really, really valuable way to grow my email list with not just randoms, but people who have invested in showing up with me or have watching the replay. You have people who are taking action on something right away. Also, in contrast to sort of my standard opt-in on my website where you can join the VIP community, there's a sense of urgency with it because there's something that's coming up. It's a live thing. And so it's a really great list builder. It's also a really great way to promote something that's going on. For example, when I do, you know, spoiler alert, when I do Wednesday's webinar, I will talk about BAM. When I did a webinar a couple of weeks ago, I talked about BAM. When I did a webinar last month, I talked about, actually, I think I talked about BAM then too. When I did my webinars earlier this year, I talked about the podcasting guide because I did a guide about a webinar about podcasting. Next month in September, again, spoiler alert, I'm going to be doing a Facebook ads webinar and promoting the Rockstar Guide to Facebook Marketing the Rockstar Guide to Facebook. Not called that anymore. The Rockstar Guide to Facebook, because the ads section of that guide is probably the most valuable piece of it, because I walk you through all of that. So that's how I do. That's why I do it. It's good list building and it's a good way to promo what I've got going on right then. So the other question I get is, okay, Stacey, you totally sold me. It's a great idea. But how do I do it? A lot of people think, okay, well, I have to buy GoToWebinar or use Instant Teleseminar, or like there's so many options. And that's not necessarily true. You can make it as complicated or as simple as you want it to be. I know a lot of people who use GoToWebinar and are very unhappy with it, but continue to pay a lot of money because they think that that's all that the options are. And there's not. When I first started doing new webinars, I actually used MeetingBurner. But then I fell in love with the power of Google Hangouts on Air. And so that's what I do now. I actually have it set up through For my webinars, I actually do it through YouTube live events so that I can leave it unlisted and only have it on my site. It's not published as a video, basically, so you can't see it without opting in for the webinar, because it's not streaming on my Google Plus page or on my YouTube account. It's unlisted, so you have to sort of like know the link to find it, and then I just embed it on my website. The other benefit to that is I get people watching on my website. So I get people watching where my name is, where my brand is, and I can control the environment. So I can have a link to whatever it is I'm promoting. I can have a chat window so people can ask me questions. And it's really easy for me to run. Now, quick note, if you want to learn how to do this, it is all in the Rockstar Guide to Google Plus. But it's really not as complicated as you think it is. I know a lot of people invest in things like Webinar Jam, and I have nothing against Webinar Jam. Well, that's not true. I don't love their fake urgency thing that they do on their website. It says today's the last day to get this price, and it's been that way for 6 months. But whatever. That's their business model. It's very successful for them. But you don't have to have Webinar Jam to run Google Hangouts on Air for your webinars at all. And like I said, you can do it straight through Google Hangouts on Air in your profile or page, or you can run it through YouTube Live Events. YouTube Live Events is also really cool because you have a little more flexibility. You can actually run a YouTube Live Event using Wirecast, which is an additional tool inside of Live Events that you have to download. Well, not really inside, but you have to download it. And that way you can splice in a second screen or like photos or something like that. You can change up your lower thirds more, which is really cool. But that is definitely a more advanced thing. I have not used Wirecast for a webinar yet. I have been playing with it and practicing with it. And September's Facebook ad webinar will probably have be done in Wirecast, because I'm going to have a split screen kind of thing going on, so you can see my face and what I'm showing. But I'm getting off topic here. Like I said, and this really actually supports what I said earlier, it can be as simple or as complicated as you want it to be. As far as how I get people signed up, again, I have a landing page on my website called thestacyharris.com/webinar-signup that I update for every time I do a webinar. And that makes it really simple for me to just change it up. And I have the opt-in, and then they sign up for my list. My list is managed through Entreport, as I've mentioned before. And I have an autoresponder series that goes out. So you get a welcome email, and then I send an email 30 minutes before the webinar starts. And then I send a follow-up email that says, hey, here's the replay. The webinar goes live on a certain domain on my website, and then the replay goes up at the replay domain on my website. It's that, you know, it's that easy. Or page, I guess would be the right word. It really is that simple. I just go in and I add the videos to the page that it's going to be for that webinar, and away we go. We have a webinar. I know a lot of people also use lead pages to get people signed up for their list and for webinars. That's totally an option as well. It's up to you. I went through a lot of trouble, you know, well, not really. I hired people who went through a lot of trouble to build the landing pages and different templates for my website. So I use my website because I like having it all there, and I like having it all in my brand, selfishly. But that doesn't mean it's the only way. And everything here, everything I'm saying and how is how I do this. I know there's other people who do it this way. I'm certainly not the only one who does it this way, but that doesn't mean that it's the way you have to do it. If you feel more comfortable starting with GoToWebinar or MeetingBurner or InstaTele Seminar or Free Conference Call or whatever it is you want to use, to do a phone only, you know, with call-in or whatever it is you want to do, just do it. Just because that's the first step. And that is where you'll figure out what you like and what you don't like and what you need and don't need from your tools. Because a lot of us sit there and go, well, I have to have X, Y, Z. Well, you don't really have to have X, Y, and Z. You have to have good content. You have to have a way of getting it to them. Google Hangouts on Air is a really easy way to do that. I've mentioned it before. Recording a video and just putting it up is just don't pitch it as a live webinar. It's again a really good way of doing that. Just get it out there. You know, just start doing. The one suggestion I do make before your first webinar is to do a practice one. So get a couple friends to come on, whatever tool you're using, so that you can figure out where all the buttons are. Run through your content so that you can kind of get the bugs out of your own content, kill some of the nerves. And that way, when you sign on to do your actual webinar, you've done it before. You've been there before. You know where everything's supposed to be. That can kill some of the nerves. So that's what I do. Like I said, Google Hangouts on Air. It's really simple. I just sort of put the pieces together, and it works really well for me. And I've gotten incredible list growth from it. I first started doing webinars last year, I think, probably early, like spring of 2013. And I resisted it for a long time. And it's been incredible for my list growth, because it's people who want to hear what I'm talking about, which leads them to something they could buy, you know, an extension of the resource, so they can get even more value. So they sort of come in as warm leads. But more than that, they get involved really well. They jump into the VIP community on Google+. They ask questions in the chat during the webinar. They're really ideal prospects for me because they're people who are really into taking action. And that's a big part of my ideal client avatar is action takers, people who don't just want to listen to what I have to say and go, oh, that's a great idea, but who want to listen to what I say and say, ooh, let me do that. So in the interest of that, I want you to tweet me or go to the comment section on the show notes page or post on Facebook or Google+ or in the VIP community, carrier pigeons, smoke signals, whatever, but tell me when your next or possibly first webinar is and what you're going to do it about. And I'd love to hear about it. If you have any questions about how to use Google+ for webinars, check out the Rockstar Guide to Google+, because I do walk you through setting up through Google Hangouts on Air, just on your page, which is how I do the live episodes of this show, and doing it through YouTube live events, which is how I do my podcast, and is also how I do my calls for when I do live versions of the guide. We do our group calls for BAM that way. So yes, let me know if you have any questions, and check out the guide, because it's a great resource for learning out how to do all of this. I think that's it for today. We covered why, we covered how, we covered when my next one is. So I will see you guys tomorrow on Wednesday if you're watching this live. If you're not listening to this on Tuesday and Wednesday has passed, the replay is up until the 22nd. No, that's not right. I think it's up to the 25th. I think it'll be up to the 25th. So if you opt in, you can grab the replay. Otherwise, I will probably do an encore, because I like to do them a couple of times, because not everybody can get there right away. Okay? Okay. All right, that's this week's episode. Thanks for listening. I will see you guys on Friday. Bye.